Our partners at BetOnline continue to be your number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's Wimbledon Finals, Major League Baseball, all the latest fighting news, and this season's NFL. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today. Receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BLEAV to get the bonus and get into action. Bet online where the game starts.
Hello, hello, hello. It's Private Talk Podcast with Alexis Texas, and we are back season four. And today, Private Talk, we have the pleasure of having Adelia on the couch.
Hi.
Welcome. Thank you for coming to Private Talk. I'm excited to get to know you a little bit better. I've seen clips of your podcast all over lately, and I just can't get enough of you. Your personality, how, you know, excited you are about your content. I feel like, you know, you're just authentically yourself, and I feel like nowadays it's really hard to kind of stick out in a sea full of content. Yeah. So I feel like you've kind of made a really good splash, and so I'd love to get to know you more. So introduce yourself to Private Talk.
Hello, I'm Adelia. I am an internet whore who's celibate in real life. Almost 2 years without dick.
How's that going for you?
I keep wanting to lose it, but I'm staying strong.
Nice. Have you been tempted? Have you almost crossed the line? Are you just like staying away from everything altogether? Because, you know, are you like doing it for what reasons?
I have just only ever, I feel like, experienced fuckboys or just people that always end up breaking my heart. So I almost broke it last Saturday with a guy who I'm actually pretty into, but all we did was make out and had a little celibate sleepover. So I'm just holding out.
Are there rules? Like, what is it? Just penetration? Is it oral sex?
I haven't done anything.
Everything.
He's actually the first guy I even kissed in 2 years.
Okay. And is that by choice?
Yeah.
Or it's like, you just, like I said, it's like sometimes we isolate ourselves because we're either healing or trying to figure out like what kind of partner do we really want? And I feel like sometimes, you know, when we establish that we may have our picker off of, like you said, fuck boys, it's like sometimes we also project that energy without knowing it. It's like, so when we don't really sit down and sit with ourselves and be like, what do I really need from a partner?
Yeah.
What makes me happy and not just being validated by just the first boy that's like, oh, you're pretty, I love your hair.
Yeah.
And I feel like sometimes as women, we kind of cling on to like the fuck boys because it's like easy. And even though in a sense it's not easy in the long term, in the beginning it's easy because they're telling us what we want to hear.
Yeah.
So have you done work on yourself, or like what kind of established you to like push yourself to the celibacy?
Honestly, I've been doing it on and off since college.
Okay.
So like in college, I think I was celibate for over a year until I started dating someone. Although he cheated on me a lot, but it's fine because at least I was happy for a solid
month.
Do you
tell your partners up front that like on first date or like the first time you're meeting them, like, hey, like don't expect anything from me. I'm on the celibacy journey. Like you can either join the ride or fuck off.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
That's exactly what I say. And then I tell them what I'm looking for if they're interested.
Can you let us know what you're looking for? Tell Private Talk.
Let's
manifest it for you. I'm big about manifesting.
Okay.
So what are you looking for in a partner?
I love goofy, authentic people. I feel like I'm more into men than women, but I'm into, like, I could have a girlfriend and a boyfriend, but I feel like I couldn't just have a girlfriend for like the rest of my life.
Have you had a girlfriend?
No, I haven't, but I have the biggest girl crush on Maddie May. Hi, Maddie.
Hi, Maddie.
She knows it though, but.
Okay. Have you ever done anything with females other than the fact admire them?
No, yeah, I've eaten a lot of pussy.
Okay, so you're good at eating pussy.
I don't know if I'm good because it's been over a year for even women, but that I think is involuntary.
Okay, well, I feel like if you're good at it once, you have to be good at it twice, right?
Yeah, I just think I might be a little nervous for the first time back and I'm like, oh my God, just I forgot like, where the clit is.
Just knock the dust off of it, girl. Just keep on eating. Your way to the good parts.
Yeah.
Okay, so what else in your partner?
Oh my God, I actually have a whole list. Should I bring it up?
Yeah, I would love to. I feel like it's important because I feel like a lot of people say like, oh, is this too much? Like, no, you're not too much for anybody. If your person's going to be all the things that you want them to be. So that list can be long. It can be tall. It can be short. It can be whatever.
So here is what I'm looking for. Goofy. I added this one when I had a spider in my house. Must kill spiders for me. Come over at any cost. Preferred get a vasectomy because I don't want kids. Must be a feminist. Must be down to make content with me and help my grand bro. Now, whether that is OnlyFans content, TikTok content, etc., I just want someone who can help my career.
Okay.
Can't be in a traditional job. Not into that. Ready to embarrass themselves. Funny, kind to me and others, genuinely kind. Because, you know, a lot of people are nice.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think a lot of people who are nice aren't kind. Like, they do it to get certain things. Like, I want someone who's kind. Okay. Like, if I'm nice to a person, it's because I genuinely like them, and mm-hmm. I'm not really nice to people that I don't fuck with.
Okay.
Can make me laugh, respect my boundaries, treats my dog like his child, except if she loves them more, I'm out. She's gotta love me the most.
You're like, sorry, this was going so well, but
she's liking you too much.
Not gonna work out for me. Sorry.
Is grounded, has done the healing work, and is continuing to do the healing work. Is able to be calm, can stay home or go party. Fucks like Owen Gray, and this is another preferred thing, but liking dubstep because I fucked a dubstep. I fucked it up in our sex life.
Do you only fuck to dubstep?
I would prefer that. I'm not gonna slow it down to the weekend.
So that's your only tempo, like your only speed is dubstep.
That's like what I like. Yeah,
that's what you like.
Okay. Honestly, when I'm using my vibrator at home, I come to dubstep drops.
Hey, you know what you like. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, stick with what works for you.
I hear really
you and your vagina. Really, you know, you could maybe have a playlist for her. Yeah. Make it romantic. It's like, you know, date night.
Just me and some dubstep, some 140 BPM. Kind of fuck it up.
So I love that though. So how old are you?
I'm 26.
So you being 26 years old, I feel like is really good to like put a really core foundation of those things that you want. Like some of them may sound silly, but those are things that you really want and have qualities in a man. And I, again, sticking to what you want and what you're like needing, I feel like you manifest that through your everyday life. Like mm-hmm. if it's finding someone who's going to like dubstep because you're at a concert and you like to go to things, or like, you know, similarities and interests. I feel like people just deal with like being in LA for so long, and you're just like, oh, the people settle. Mm-hmm. And especially like, you know, and I think, you know, being 26, it's like you should experiment them all. Like there was this one lady that my girlfriend, she rode in an Uber, and she was like, you need to have 100 dicks before you settle down, because it's like, you know, theoretically it's like you need to try them all out before you really know what you want, because every person is different, every situation can be different. So you know, maybe not fuck them all, but you know, you try them out, go on a date. And I think that it's cool to have the boundaries of the celibacy of like, because you really could see who's invested in getting to know who you are, mm-hmm. and who's either maybe a fan of your work or your podcast, or maybe who wants to have clout from you, or who wants to really be invested in getting to know you and where you're going forward, like you said, being a part of your business and growing you.
1,000%. And it's like, when I was in college, I fucked a lot. Like, I watched Blue Mountain State growing up. Well, in high school, I guess that's not really growing up, but I watched Blue Mountain State, and I'm like, yo, these guys, they were all hoes their freshman year, so what am I gonna do? I'm gonna be a hoe my freshman year. And just, it was fun my freshman year, and then I was kind of a hoe again my senior year, but like sophomore, junior year.
So explain to Miss Texas what a hoe is to you. Like, what is your body count? Were you just like flirtatiously going, like, you know, because in college, you can either, you know, you can do a lot of blowjobs, you can do hand jobs, or you can go all the way and fuck them all.
There's I wanted to fuck a new guy every weekend. That was my goal.
Did you?
Maybe not every weekend.
Okay.
But a lot of weekends.
Sometimes two?
Yeah. Okay. And then sometimes I'd accidentally fuck best friends and I'd get angry text messages.
Accidentally? Or, you know, you just...
It's hard because, like, they're all, like... frats are not that big.
Okay.
Like, they are big, but, like, their pledge class isn't that big. So, like, especially freshman year when I was fucking a lot of other freshmen,
okay.
it was just, like, it was kind of hard to avoid friends.
No pun intended.
Yeah. Kind of hard. But then I got chlamydia, and then I'm like, maybe I need to either start using condoms, which I didn't like, or slow it down.
Okay, so you were raw-dogging just out there.
Oh, raw-dogging everybody.
Everybody. Okay. Everybody. Okay, not the best choices, but we live and we learn.
Yeah, we live and we learn. Now I, like, get tested for TV.
Chlamydia really just was the deal, you know, the ceiling would be like, listen, I need to get my shit together. Let's do this, and I still want to do it, but let's do it safe.
No, I still raw dogged. I just raw dogged less.
Oh, okay. So it didn't fucking, it didn't matter.
No,
you just took your pills and went on your merry way.
I just try to avoid fucking Kappa Sigs after that and focus on other frats that didn't get chlamydia as much.
What fraternity did you move on to next?
I think I was fucking SAEs.
Okay.
I fucked Alpha Sigs like my whole freshman year. Mm. Pikes I didn't get till like my junior and senior year. I was a crazy one.
I like to fuck. See, I like it.
I do. And it, honestly, everyone is like, how are you celibate? Like, isn't that hard? Honestly, after even having a celibate sleepover on Saturday, all I could think about for the next like 4 or 5 days was penis and how much I wanted it, until I finally could like snap myself out of like this dick. And I was trying to use my vibrator. I'm like, you know what? I want dick. Let me. No, my vagina was having none of it. It was like throbbing for dick. And it's so difficult, but it's like I know what I'm looking for and I don't want to.
So what made him not worthy of those choices, and what will it take for you to break that? Is it having to be in a relationship actually, or just like someone that you feel that's close to your list?
Not just close to my list, because like I've only known him for a week now. So I feel like it's, I'm just going to have to get to know him over the next few weeks.
Which that's kind of, I mean, nowadays I feel like things are sped up, like, but knowing someone for only a week and having a sleepover, I feel like is a big step. Because in essence, he's still a stranger. You don't really know.
And I kissed him. Okay. And I haven't like kissed a man in so fucking long.
Was it good? Was it like 1 to 10?
Oh my God. I'd say 10. I haven't had that much sexual chemistry with anyone since like my ex in high school. Oh yeah, I was like dripping.
Okay.
I was dripping, and it was really hard to say no, because all I wanted to do was
fuck. Was there dry humping involved?
Yes.
Okay.
There was kissing and dry humping.
Did he come in his pants?
No, he didn't, but I almost came. I almost came from kissing and dry humping.
But I kind of feel like that's hot. I feel like it's slowing down of like, why do we need to rush? Like, I feel like so many people like think about, like they fuck first and then think about it later, like who you're fucking. And it's like, you know that they're entering your body. That person's energy will be with you. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, you gotta think about those things.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So he's got potential.
He has potential. I think I'm just gonna wait and kind of see where it goes, and I don't want to like speed anything up.
So you're still open to like, where do you meet guys to like, as far as dating or girls?
I just meet them organically. Okay.
So you're not on any dating apps or?
I was, but it was mainly just to promote my OnlyFans, and then I got banned for impersonating myself, and I can't get any of my accounts back.
How does that even work? Like, who's the person we need to call? Like, how do you ban yourself from impersonating you?
It's an Instagram too that was happening to everyone's Instagrams for a little bit, but every like 2 days.
It's a discrimination of, content. I mean, you're not a sex worker. I guess it is still sex work.
Yeah. Yes. I'm still a sex worker. I have fucked on my OnlyFans, but that was literally the last guy I fucked. And then I was like, oh my God, I'm so over this.
So on your OnlyFans, you do solos, you go girl on your OnlyFans. What can we find on your OnlyFans?
I do have sex tapes with the last guy that I fucked. And I have a few of those. I have a few blowjob videos. I can squirt. I can squirt a lot.
Okay.
And I can
squirt queen over there.
Squirt a lot. Like many times in a row. So I go OnlyFans live a lot, where it's like, there have been days I squirt 5 times and I'm like hitting like 4 feet.
And who needs crazy dick when you're squirting 5 times?
Yeah.
I mean, that's exhausting.
Oh, my pussy was a little burnt out. I slowed down on the lives because I'm like, oh my God, like my vibrator doesn't even do anything right now.
Yeah, you know, it's always good to have a little break. You know, desensitization is a real thing. Sometimes you gotta like, you know, sit back, enjoy it a little bit.
Yeah, I didn't know that my vagina could burn out like that, but I was going live like 3-4 times a week, like squirting like crazy. So it just happens, I guess.
Hey, I mean, I feel like the more relaxed you are with your body and like your sexuality, that's how it really happens, because you're releasing, you know, your female ejaculate, and you're coming, but it's in a different form.
And I know a lot of girls take testosterone to try to get their hormones horniness up.
I didn't know that, but okay.
Yeah,
never had that problem. I'm Puerto Rican. It just happens.
It just happens. You never burn your libido out?
No, I like to fuck a lot. I feel like that's why I got into porn many moons ago, and I was just young, dumb, and full of cum, and I just, once you pop, you just couldn't stop. And I don't know. I feel like even the older that I've gotten, I think that me, like porn for me kind of helped me figure out my like sexuality, like as far as like what I liked, what I didn't like, and it was in a safe space. So for me, I learned a lot about my sexuality and being a woman in the industry. And I feel like now being older, I crave it more, but in different ways. Like there's different things that make me think things are hot. Like even like expressing like how you're saying how you not having sex and taking that off the table and like going back to almost like juvenile, like humping each other and like kissing and stuff. You know, those people forget about the like the intimacy of what, you know, sex and like those feelings really are. And I feel like that's important to kind of bring back full circle of like who you are, because you start to lose that as a sex worker. It's like becomes kind of mechanical, and like it's like A, B, C, D, you know, and everybody has their different parts, but it's like sometimes of what makes us all unique is bringing your own sensuality into your work. And for me, that's why I always love porn, is because I always said it's like my artwork, and that's how I express myself. And I've just always been comfortable naked. So, you know, just took it to a next level.
Oh yeah. I feel like I was posting in pasties at like 18, going to festivals on a lot of drugs.
But see, I never was a festival girl. I loved music, but I don't feel like, I'm from Texas where there's not any of that that's enough where I could have gotten to. Like, yeah. It wasn't really fun. But you growing up here, you know, in LA, I'm sure you're kind of exposed to things a lot more earlier than like people, like kids your age.
Yeah, I'd say growing up in LA, I mean, I took ecstasy for the first time at like 15, 16. To be fair, I was semi-drugged. But it's like my friends told
willingly,
me
willingly, or did you like, were they just like, hey, take this, or were you like, you, how to explain that?
See,
because you say semi, so what is
they told me I was taking something called ecstasy, and I had only tried weed before.
Okay,
so I asked them, is it like weed? I've only taken weed, and they say, yeah, it's just like weed.
Definitely not anything like
it. And then I was rolling at school.
How is that experience?
I had to leave, and then
did you tell them, or do you just like, I don't feel good, like, because at that point you're also high, like, yeah. You're like, hey, I took a pill, or would they just like, you're just like,
I hopped a fence.
Oh, so you were just out of there.
I was out of there.
Smart and girl.
As a 15 16 year old on ecstasy for my first time, I blew three guys that day.
Oh, not great.
Three guys.
Sorry, mom.
Just I would go from one person to the next to the next.
Did I'm they like, know? And was this at school?
This was not at school. Okay. One of the guys picked me up from the other guy's place.
Did he know where you just came out of? He didn't care.
I didn't tell him. Yo, I just blew a guy right before you. But then.
Well, I mean, if you're from a, you know, well, I guess it's not a small town. I'm thinking about for me, it's like if you go by somebody's house, you know who lives there. You know what I mean? So it's
not,
like it's not on your.
No. And I just kept it going, and okay. I'm like, oh my god, I was crazy as a high schooler. So then like. My mom sent me to rehab for weed. She sent me to one of those like Mormon Paris Hilton like rehabs when I was a senior in high school. So then
did it work?
No, I tried coke right after I got out. Okay. They convinced me to try coke.
They convinced me? What kind of rehab
was this? Like the other people in the rehab.
Oh, you're like, this. My thing was not even that bad, but y'all had some hardcore stuff. Yeah. I want to try that.
I wasn't even like super into weed. Okay. I just failed one drug test and my mom was like, you know, you're off to the races. Like,
so
I got kidnapped and everything.
It's fair to say that you grew up in a strict household.
So strict. I'd have to like sneak out. I wasn't allowed to like fuck or be with guys.
Do you think that that plays a part of why you started doing things so early on to like test the limits?
No, I'd say it's just
because you couldn't do it. Because I feel like you have this, for me, just talking to you, you have this repeated behavior of like when you want something really bad and you really want it, but then it's like you're trying to resist now the urges, right?
Yeah.
Maybe you're getting back to sex. But like when someone tells us no, we mm-hmm. want to do it more because we don't know better and we want to know why you said no to us. So we want to try it. You know what I mean? And that's why being young, it's like, we have nothing to really lose because we have our parents. And so sometimes I feel like, you know, people who like close knit and you just kind of like wild child out. Like one of my best friends like that was like, she was like, went the total opposite. As soon as she turned 18, she did everything her mother didn't want her to do. And I feel like that sometimes I feel like may have a part of why we experiment a little bit more. Mm-hmm. I had more freedom where they were just like, I had older sisters and they weren't bad and I was. So when I came around, they didn't know that these things existed that I was doing. So they were just like, oh, cute. Now we have new rules. Like you have a curfew and you have these things where it's like,
yeah,
work both ways.
I feel like for me, I was just kind of born this way.
Okay.
That's just kind of how I feel. I always felt like a black sheep, and it's like, I always felt like I did things being scared of my parents, but knowing it's what I wanted to do. And maybe I rebelled a little bit against the church versus my parents, but I was genuinely like really scared of my parents and I did not want them to find out about anything I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then in college, I was also crazy. I mean, I can still be crazy now. I'm just crazy in a little bit different ways and I'm a lot toned down.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it's also one of those things, like you said, where when it's not too and far between to be like, oh, you're celibate because you've had a lot of experience. And the thing for you is like maybe sex played a different part for you in other ways mm-hmm. than like what your reality and like life, like how you want to see things going for your future or your future partner and like those things. I think we don't think about how we interpret sex.
Yeah.
It's like, because we're just using our bodies, even though we enjoyed it, you know what I mean? We were having fun doing it, but now it's like, okay, wait, I can still use my body and do things I want to do, but on my terms and not just because it's like a free for all.
I just remember like wanting to lose my virginity so bad when I was like 14. I'm like, I'm just over it. Like, I just wanted to find the first guy who would like lose my virginity. And I do think that was more so had to do with the church telling me that like losing your virginity is bad. I was just like, no, I'm over being a virgin. Like, let's just get this over with. And I don't think it was until probably my junior year of college where I was really like, what am I looking for? Like, I don't think I want to just have meaningless sex anymore. Mm. But like, it took a lot of work on myself, because I think just having I think more so I had a lot of trauma from my parents. So I was like desensitized to a lot of things. Like a lot of my friendships were shallow. A lot of like just my relationships in general were shallow. So until I started like doing the work on myself, all I could really have were those shallow surface level friendships.
So it's like you're programmed to believe like that's what that's supposed to be or look like for sure.
Yeah.
But that's good. That's good to hear that, you know, someone like, you know, doing the work is hard work. Nobody wants to do any of that. You know what I mean? Showing up for yourself is the most important thing, but finding and identifying like why we act out the way they things and not to change that behavior, but to make it really work for you and you to continue to be happy and on the path that you are and being wild and crazy in your new way of doing it. And I think that that's really unique that someone your age can really like go through life like that at this early of an age.
It's taken, honestly, I feel like just my anxiety. I'm like, I need to do something about this.
Yeah.
And my body's so sensitive to any medication. So that's just been out. But I do take a lot of mushrooms and I meditate a lot on mushrooms and I do a lot of self-discovery on mushrooms. Plus like life coaching, acupuncture, like I just try to do it all.
Nice. I like that for you. So how did you get into doing your podcast? How did that all come about? Were you just someone that you seem very like good with your words? You feel very like, you know, an alpha female energy as far as like standing in your power. You just knew that you had a message and want to deliver it. How did you start the podcast route?
I remember, God, the hypocrisy of this, but for the longest time, I'm like, I could never make an OnlyFans. I could never use my body for, profit. Like, it's just like I was so judgmental. And then one day I took a lot of acid.
Okay.
Being transparent, took a lot of acid, and I'm like, wait, I actually really do want to start an OnlyFans. Like, whose voices are these? And I'm like, they're not my voices. I'm like, oh, is it my parents? It's a little bit of my parents. It was a little bit of my coworkers at the time. It was a little bit of my friends saying like OnlyFans girls are whores. And I'm like, I'm gonna start an OnlyFans. And then I'm like, but I need to make a difference when I start an OnlyFans. Like, I need to kind of destigmatize it and normalize you being in tune with your sexuality and girls having sexual power and not putting shame with that. So I'm like, I made my OnlyFans in a month or so later. I'm like, I was planning the podcast.
So on your OnlyFans at that time, did you just create the OnlyFans to have a platform to speak on about it? Or were you intentionally doing it because you wanted to do solo stuff and show your body and do those things? Like, what was the thought of that process?
I think more so I started my OnlyFans to do the podcast. I definitely like showing my body, though. It's like I have always enjoyed being half naked on Instagram or full naked or having sheer shirts. Like, that's something I've always liked to do. So having an OnlyFans felt really empowering to me when I started it, just because I was able to show my body and make money off of it. And I was able to be successful when it's like no one really thought I was going to be successful. And then once I started masturbating on camera, I remember that was a huge dilemma, because I'm like, okay, masturbating on camera is kind of where it's not just what's the word I'm looking for? Like, when you're shooting naked, it's more so porn, because it's like, you being
it's
naked.
A sexual act instead of just showing your body.
Exactly. Yeah. So that was a huge, like, that
so
was such
what
a big
kind
decision.
Of pushed you in that direction to go that route if it first wasn't your intention of doing maybe masturbation?
Yeah. So, I had management, and that was my last time having management. I'm not a believer in management, but like, I had a manager who kept saying like, your OnlyFans numbers aren't doing great because you're not masturbating. So I just got pushed into it, I think, before I was ready. But then it was weird. I fired him like the day after I came out with my first masturbation videos, because I'm like, this just didn't make sense for me. And then I was like, oh my God, I can like get really into masturbating on camera. It's like I started masturbating to myself masturbating. Mm. And then I was able to just think of myself as like a hot sexual being. And I, before that, always thought I was kind of ugly. So it's just like, just the longer I've done OnlyFans, like the better I feel about myself and how I present myself. And
is it because you feel like, because you keep showing up and doing more, so you feel more comfortable? Or is it because of the feedback that you're getting from your fans and how successful that your OF has become?
No, I'd say more so just like looking at myself.
Okay.
I mean, the fans definitely help, but I mean, 100 people could tell me I'm pretty and I would still think I'm ugly if like that's what I believe.
For sure.
So now it's more so like 100 people could tell me I'm ugly and I feel pretty, because it's...
So you believe it now?
Yeah, now I believe it. It's taken a lot of fucking work. And there are still times where I'm like, okay, I'm just not looking my best today, but I'm trying to avoid words like, you look ugly today. It's just like, okay, you didn't get a lot of sleep or you haven't eaten a lot. Like, come on, we can look better tomorrow.
So what was the first reaction of when you started your OF and you came out that you were doing it? What was the reaction from your peers?
a lot of, girl, what are you doing? Girl, what are you doing with your life? And now everyone who said that, or almost everyone, is like, oh my God, girl, congrats on your success. Like,
it's how just, does that make you feel? Kind of like I told you so, or do you feel like proud that because you kept listening to your intuition and just doing what you wanted to do?
I'd say both. Okay. It kind of like feels good to big dick. That's kind of what I say. Like, it feels good to big dick the people who told me not to do it. I'm like, oh, so how's working like 12-hour days doing sales? how's that working out for you? Oh, me? Yeah, I just moved into a house. That's nice. Just like how I feel, but I don't really say it like that. Like, that's just how I kind of feel inside for the people who all judge me. But like, you know.
What do you think was your first like time of being like, in a sense, viral, where people started to really notice what you were doing and getting bigger numbers on your podcast numbers and your OF?
Well, I'd say I started going viral my junior year of college for raves. But that, I didn't have an OnlyFans yet or anything. That's just like, I was the girl who was known for wearing pasties at raves. So I was being posted on like every rave account, and I got recognized like every rave I went to. And then my dad found that Instagram, and he made me delete it. If he was still gonna support me during college, then I had to delete that Instagram. And then it took me a little bit to start going viral again. But that was, I remember when I deleted that Instagram, because I put like my heart and soul into that Instagram.
Did you feel crushed?
Like, I was like depressed.
Yeah.
I was fully depressed. Like, I was going through a breakup. My whole Instagram was deleted, and it was just
because I feel like nowadays that like, people kind of make like your social media is kind of like your identity.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like you cling on to those things. What would you say, what social media platform is what your favorite to use?
It used to be TikTok.
Okay.
But right now it's Facebook, because it's the easiest to go viral on Facebook. TikTok, I don't know what happened, but like I've been banned probably 4 or 5 times. And then every time I've been banned, it's just like they don't push my content anymore. And it's like I haven't gone viral in such a long time, which I have just thought is a little unfair, because I used to go viral a lot on TikTok. And now it's like...
Do you think it's because of the context of what you're talking about? Or why do they say that you're banned? Are you...
Every time I'm banned, it's like just stupid shit. Like I remember...
It's discrimination.
I thought it was discrimination. Because it's like I even tried to do like serious stuff, like talking about overcoming an eating disorder and stuff like that. And then they would take that stuff down. They would take anything down where I talked about mental health, because they were like, I think they said the last time I was banned that they were scared I would commit suicide or something. And I'm like, because I'm being honest about my mental health and where I'm at. Like, I see so many other creators doing that.
Yeah.
So I just kept getting banned, and then they would just stop pushing my content. So they're the most frustrating platform, I'd say. Instagram is also, I think every social media platform has just been incredibly frustrating the past few years.
Yeah. Agreed. I feel like it definitely isn't fair all the way across the board, and I feel like it definitely should change.
Yeah.
If you could change jobs, would you? And if so, what would you be?
Oh my God. I don't think I would change jobs. I don't think I would change jobs. It's just I would like more streams of income, but that is coming to me soon.
Mm-hmm.
Just like through the podcast, I'm going to start getting paid for it soon, but like... I mean, I would love to be going viral on TikTok more and make some money on that, but would I change jobs for that? No, I would just want that as like an additional source of income.
Okay. Who do you go to for advice?
My life coach. But then when she tells me what I don't want to hear, my friends.
Funny how that works.
Right? Yeah. Well, sometimes she's trying to tell me, she's like, you need to wait 3 months of talking to a guy before fucking him. And I'm like, it's been a week and I'm going crazy. Like, let's be a little realistic here. She's like, okay, well, if you get your heart broken, I'm like, oh my God, I can maybe wait a month. I think a month is like, but 3 months? Oh my God.
I mean, that does realistically sound like a long time, but time is relative. And it depends what you want to get out of those situations.
Yeah.
Because again, it's like, what kind of partner do you want? Do you want to be a partner that could be, that's like patient and like, understanding of your like, you know,
oh yeah,
every all those things. So it's like, it does sound like a bad thing, but I feel like sometimes the hardest things are the best things for us.
Yeah.
So maybe you should listen to your life coach.
I told her that I would try. It's just
I'm just gonna need to get you a chastity belt so someone else has the key so you cannot have it. Because every time you every these like sleepovers that are platonic at this moment, make you know at the second month, you know, we may have to be have somebody watch you.
Oh yeah, because my vagina is already yelling at me. It took over my brain for a few days, and I was like so ready to text him, let's just fuck. And I would just put my phone on do not disturb and like hide it from myself because I'm like, Adelia, what is going on with you? Because like, again, I haven't had the sexual chemistry with anyone in years.
It's like you should think of something to replace every time, like you're like, instead of, you know, keep your mind busy, and like every time you feel like you want to get fucked, you gotta go do something else. It's, I don't know what your interests are, but like, you know, paint something, listen to music, dubstep it out in your house. You're gonna be really fit with all those dance steps you're gonna do.
It's so funny. I like literally sent my friends a screenshot, like how to get less horny. And like one of the first things was like, go on a walk. So I just try to like walk around my backyard with my dog.
You gotta see how many steps you get. Let's see what you, how frustrated you are each day that those things come back up. What are the top three rules that you abide by?
Oh my God, I don't know if I abide any rules.
You don't have like a code of conduct for yourself that you, I mean, these are rules that you can state it about your celibacy. There's, you know, is there anything that you kind of maybe live by a code?
I mean, I feel like always be authentic. Because what else would you be? I guess this is kind of my rules, but I've just noticed a lot of people in the industry specifically don't have a lot of morals or ethics. And if I hear about a sexual assault allegation, I am not going to associate with that person anymore. So that is something I have a high fucking moral compass, because like it just takes hearing one or two stories for me to be like, all right, you're
For sure.
Any other rules? I don't know. Work hard. I work really hard.
Okay. What's one subscription that you cannot live without?
Probably Tick Save, because that saves all my TikToks without the watermark.
Okay. Since you say that you've been, you know, prior to right now with your whole celibacy going on in college or anything, you know, any time in between then, did you ever take a souvenir home from one of your sexcapades?
Oh, yeah. I take, they're called shack shirts in college.
Okay.
So I have almost every fraternity's shack shirts at my in my house right now. And actually yesterday I filmed skits with them with the guy who I'm kind of interested in and a lot of my friends.
Nice. You should make a blanket, you know, put all the shirts up and make a nice
little blanket for you. So I got all the shack shirts.
Okay. Have you ever gone through a partner's phone?
No.
Okay.
I think the closest thing was his alarm was going off when he was in the shower and I ended it, and then I saw a girl texted him and then I was pissed. But like, that wasn't me purposely going through his phone.
Have you ever been kicked out of a place? If so, why?
Yes.
What did you do?
I was really drunk, like not speaking English, kind of drunk.
Did you have your own language going on?
I did. I had my own fucking language going on. And this guy told me, can you come over around like 2:30? I was like, sure. And then he texted me again. And at that point, I had just blacked out, had no idea what was going on. And he's like, wait, actually, can you come closer to 3? So I went to his house, was banging on his door. He was not home. And then I was banging on his roommate's door, who, ironically, I had fucked my freshman year, and this was my senior year. Okay. And then his best friend was like, oh my God, is she trying to fuck me? And I'm like, no, he told me to come. I am just very fucking early.
Yeah.
And so I got, he's like, go home, just go fucking home. And so I was so pissed. So you got kicked out
for trying to fuck too early.
Yeah. And and he did think I was crazy, because I sent him so many text messages like, fuck you, why did you tell me to come over when you're not even here? I read all the text messages the next morning, and I'm like,
did you ever fuck him again?
No, he thought I was crazy after that.
That was a deal breaker?
He thought I was a little psycho. And I might have been. I don't drink a lot of alcohol anymore, because I'm like, drunk Adelia is fun every once in a while, but I do get a little crazy sometimes.
Yeah,
I let those intrusive thoughts win.
Reel it back. If people came with a warning label, what would yours be, Adelia?
Oh, God. If I had a warning label, be careful of her at raves. I accidentally punch people a lot.
Oh, You're an angry.
I'm a headbanger. I like headbanger shit. So okay. I'm prone to concussions. I'm prone to hitting things on accident. Okay. And
little rager over here.
Yeah.
You like to get it over there. What's your favorite way to receive affection?
Compliments.
So yeah. Words of affirmation is your love language.
Yeah, which isn't always the best because fuck boys usually are great at words of affirmation and don't mean a single thing they say. Mm.
See, that's the 3-month rule. Yeah. Make sure you gotta see if those affirmations are really true. What's the biggest life lesson that you've learned this far?
I'd say believe in yourself when no one else does and just do that inner work. And once you start doing that inner work, things just become a lot easier. They're harder while you're doing the inner work. A lot harder while you're doing the inner work. But like afterwards, things are just a lot easier in life.
What is a common sexual act that you dislike?
69ing.
No 69ing for you.
It's just not a fun time for me.
Not for you. Okay.
No.
It is kind of awkward at times.
Yeah, it's just like, I think in high school I tried it because I'm like, oh, 69, teehee. And I'm like, this, how do you focus on anything? It's like, because if I am trying to get like my clit stimulated, that is literally the only thing I can be focused on. It's, in fact, I do breath work a lot when I'm like trying to come because it's like, if I get distracted at all, it's like I lose the almost coming.
Is it more intense while doing that?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
If you haven't tried breath work while trying to masturbate, do it.
I've definitely never done it while masturbating. I've done it, but I can see the intensity from that point because I've like been emotionally released, but never like orgasm release.
It's awesome.
Gotta try that one.
Yeah.
Learn something new every day. Okay, so you said your celibacy act is going on. When's the last time you've had sex? How long has it been at this current time?
September 30th, 2021.
You have like a timer going on for a long time?
Well,
it's like the countdown. Well, I guess there's nothing to expect yet. So it's like this long running clock.
Yeah, I keep making TikToks like 600, I think it's 680 something days without dick right now.
How are you feeling? How are you doing good besides the like minor setback? Do you feel more clear? Do you feel
so much more clear.
Do you feel like more clarity on like everything, just the sexual part as with partners? Like how does that feel for you other than like the torture you're doing for yourself?
I feel like it's awesome. I feel like it, I mean, here's the thing. I'm not interested in a lot of men to begin with. So for me to even find a man that I'm interested in, like it takes a while.
But why do you think that and why do you say that? Like,
A lot of men who are into me are either just like super obviously players.
Okay.
Or I notice a lot of them are like not very independent kind of people. Mm. So I feel like they cling on to me because I'm very opinionated. I'm very strong. And it's like they want to hide behind
it's like
someone.
The mommy factor?
Something like that. Yeah. And it's like, or I'll have guys wanting to be a sugar baby. Or I'm like, I never offered to do that.
They just assume.
Yeah, it's just...
I think that's the generation that we're in, unfortunately. I don't get it, but looking from afar... Dating's rough in general. I feel like, you know, I feel like that's why, especially being in California, and that's why it's unique to see that you're from here. So it's like, do you feel like it's always been that way? Or do you think just more so of you becoming into, like, becoming a woman and now you see things more clearly?
Yeah, I mean, I went to school at the University of Arizona, and I lived in Arizona after that. I'd say dating is a lot worse in Arizona than here.
Okay.
Just my personal opinion.
But I feel like there's not as many men in Arizona. There's more females than men. So I could see it being, like, scarce for, like, good men out there.
I think it's
just
scarce.
Just too hot for me in general, but...
Yeah, it's just, it's a lot of, like, a lot of people after college, too, they just never grow out of the partying, and it's like... I mean, I'll still party really hard if I party, but it's like I'm not partying nearly as much as I used to.
It's like you don't have to go out every single night.
No. I maybe go out like 3 times a month. Maybe.
Yeah.
That's being generous.
Okay.
There are some months I don't do anything. But it's just they're a little gross. And then they're like, they're over here like if they get a girl pregnant, they're like, oh, yeah, like get an abortion, blah, blah, blah. But they just don't want other people having options and they don't see the hypocrisy in that. And
so they have these conversations on like a first, second date conversation? Like this is being talked
No, I've just been with enough frat boys. Yeah.
Maybe we should just leave the frat boys.
Yeah.
Just leave them where they are in their dorms, frat houses, you know, drinking lots of beer and getting STDs. Let them be there.
Let them be there.
What or who was your first celebrity crush?
Oh my God.
Did you have any posters on your wall of some sexy man or woman? You know, where did this woman crush come from?
I don't think I had any, like, I definitely didn't have any posters. I think my first celebrity crush was, like, Justin Bieber. Okay. But I think that's almost everybody's.
So is it, like, the wallpapers on your phone? You had Justin Bieber, like, memorabilia?
No, but I did go to a Justin Bieber concert, and as an eighth grader, a Christian eighth grader, I got white panties, stole them, got a red Sharpie, wrote my phone number on it, and then I tried to fling it on stage from about maybe 500 feet away, probably more than that, like however much, like half a stadium basically is. I don't know
how many feet. Who took you to this concert?
My mom.
And so how did you take the panties off without her knowing?
Well, I was wearing different panties.
Oh,
I
just, you just did it to be, got it.
Okay. Yeah.
I thought you were being even more sneaky and was like, here's my panties. I'm like, you're in eighth grade and your mom's watching you do this? What's going on? No wonder why your mom's pissed.
Oh my God, no.
So did they make the stage?
Nope, not even close. It maybe hit the person two rows in front of me.
Did your mom see you throw something?
No. I waited until she went pee.
smart girl. What makes you smile?
My dog and dubstep and flowers and being outside and...
Okay.
Yeah.
What would you say is unique about you?
A lot. I'm just weird. I don't even know how to describe myself half the time, but I would say that fact I just can't really be anyone but myself.
Okay.
And sometimes I would like to be, but I can't.
You don't need to be. I mean, I feel like if it works for you, why change it?
Yeah.
What is your biggest pet peeve?
People who are unaware of themselves.
Okay.
Just like self-awareness is just so attractive in friendships, relationships. Like if you don't have any self-awareness, you just get on my fucking nerves. It's like, I am very self-aware of a lot of my bad habits, my bad traits, the stuff that I'm working on. And it's like, if someone is like, I don't do that. And I'm like,
get offended.
Yeah. Get offended. And it's who do you think you are?
Yeah.
So yeah, that's my biggest.
Okay. You said that you are a big rave girl. Is there one concert experience that kind of sticks out more than all the others?
Paradise Blue in Cancun. It was Excision, which is a huge dubstep DJ, on the beach. And it was unlimited drinks, unlimited food, like all-inclusive resort. And it was just like dubstep on the fucking... It was awesome.
Nice. Craziest celebrity interaction. Do you have any?
Oh my God, do I? I probably do. I guess this isn't like too crazy, but I met Kevin Hart and I was 17 at the time. And the first thing that came out of my mouth was like, oh my God, you're so short. Like I was trying to be funny, you know?
Okay.
I was just trying to be funny.
It didn't land well?
No, he joked about it though.
Okay.
He was like, just give me your damn phone. He's like, you're fucking tall for a girl, but like joking, but it was, I don't know why that was the first thing that I thought to say. Like I was just trying to make him laugh.
Okay.
But yeah, it just wasn't a great joke.
Sometimes, you know, we gotta let comedians be comedians. Just say, you know, I'm such a big fan of you. Yeah. Please, let's take a picture.
To be fair, I was 17.
Hey, you had balls enough to try to make him laugh. Yeah. I mean, there's something in that for sure. Where would be the weirdest place that you have masturbated? Is there any like kinky spots that you've touched yourself, been naughty?
Pretty much everywhere. Oh my God. I've masturbated at raves. I've masturbated in airplanes. I have masturbated in my car in multiple different kinds of parking lots. I've masturbated on the beach. I feel like you name it, I've probably masturbated there. Maybe. Okay.
So you're just masturbating queen. You're just masturbating all over town.
Yeah. I'm very horny. Like celibacy is hard. People underestimate how fucking hard it is, but I masturbate a lot.
So what's the most number of time you've masturbated in one day?
Like 3-4 hours.
So are you coming the entire time? Or are you,
I'm coming
just like
20 times, yeah.
Okay, so it's just a long process, all at one time.
No.
You're not taking breaks?
Yeah, I'm not taking breaks. I mean, maybe I'll have to go pee or my hand will cramp and then I'm like, okay, I have to.
So is this like a Hitachi situation, a dildo situation, both mixing it up? Are you watching porn? You're just thinking of naughty thoughts? Like, I got a lot of questions. Because if you're masturbating that many times to in place of the dick,
yeah.
You're trying to like, you know, you're running from the dick, but you're getting it from yourself.
Yeah.
DJ Hero. Hitachi.
The whole time, pretty much. I would love it if like I had some kind of penetration. I'm like, God, if I was just like making a little bit more money right now. It's like, I want one of those like dildo machines that could like fuck me while I'm using the Hitachi.
Fucking machine.
So I could have like both stimulation at the same time.
But why don't you just get like a thing that vibrates like a dildo, like the rabbit type situation.
Cause where it needs like, to be like right here for me to come.
But it, the thing, if you push it flush on yourself, and it's, I'm like instructing, like, you know what I mean? Yeah. I'm like, I wish at my other, you know, my other spot we have, I have Alexis Texas Toys, which it has one that has both of those things. So I'll have to make sure that you get something that you could practice and see if it does. Because it's like, because I like the both. For me, it's like, I'm a clitoral person. I'm a Hitachi queen. And it's like my, I take him everywhere we go. It's like my boyfriend. And so, but sometimes, you know, you need the extra, you know, and so for me, that's what I like. I can't, I get what you're saying, but it's like really heavy on like, you know, vibrating on your clit to make you come. But I feel like this thing would do the job.
Okay. I'll try it out. I have tried it before.
Yeah.
But maybe I was just doing it wrong.
This isn't just like a little, there's like a bigger one. Like it has these little things. It has, I'll send you. I'll send you something, girl.
Thank you.
I'll make sure you're taken care of. You know, we have to make sure that the celibates these days, I'm with the 3 month thing. I mean, at least that you're trying, I feel like at least try it out. And then by the second month, you'll be like, fuck, this is easy. I don't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You never know. You just gotta get over the hump. And they say like 21 days where it's like, you know.
Something like that, yeah.
All right, so. That's that part of the podcast. This time is my favorite part. We're going to play Truth with Texas. It's a little game that I came up with that we get to see your naughtier side, which you already seem like a naughty lady. And we get to need you a little bit more intimately.
Okay.
Are you ready to play with
Miss
Texas? All right. We've got four sets of questions. We've got kinky, spicy, naughty, and romantic. I think we're going to start with kinky.
Okay.
You seem like a kinky little lady. Miss Kinky over here. Shower sex or car sex?
Car sex.
Do you have any fetishes?
I like to fuck to dubstep. I don't think that's a fetish though.
And do you like feet? Do you like face sitting? Do you like
giving? I like to be hit a little bit.
Okay, so like BDSM type thing, like, you know, like ropes and like whips, or like what kind of, like choking? What kind of hitting are we speaking of?
Like throw me against the room.
Okay, so you like rough sex?
Really rough, yeah. Okay. I think it goes hand in hand with the dubstep. You get in the mood.
Okay.
Yeah.
Crashing into walls and shit?
Yeah, like one of my concussions has been from, I was like, slam my head against the wall, you won't, and he did.
Oh.
And he did.
He saw stars.
And then, I had a big bump right here the next day, and I'm like, God, I probably should have chilled a little bit. But I was
did
wet after
keep
that.
Fucking? Emma, did y'all keep fucking?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fuck the concussion. I need to come.
I mean, here's the thing. I didn't know I had a concussion until, like, the next day because I was on acid, Molly, alcohol, like, a whole bottle of Ciroc at the time.
That's all? I'm like,
that's it. I didn't even know I had a concussion until probably, like, the next day.
Well, I'm good to see that you're still here after that whole thing. But, you know, you got the job done. You can't.
Yeah, exactly. That was a fun time.
So you talked about a lot of one-on-one encounters in college and through your lifetime. Have you been in any orgies?
I've been in like some girl-girl orgies.
Okay.
It's been a while since I've been in one. I just remember when I first kind of discovered I was bisexual, I was like, oh my God, like I was like hoeing out with the vaginas.
You're like pussy everywhere.
Yeah, pussy everywhere. And that was really fun. And now I haven't really done that in a little bit. Because I do prefer, I think, one-on-one or maybe even like a threesome, but it's very overstimulating being with so many people.
What was the most number of people in the orgy?
Probably like 40.
40?
Yeah.
Didn't expect that number, but okay.
Yeah, Mia Malkova was there. I was in a little vibrator train with her.
Okay. Yeah. How does one of these things happen? You're like at a party and you're just like, hey, everybody, let's have an orgy?
No, it's like people organize like content trips. So it was on like a content trip where it's like everyone was there for that thing. And it's like, we definitely like plan the orgy ahead of time.
Okay.
And it like everyone who was in the orgy either had to be like full send or like they had to be participating in the orgy. And I was really fucking excited to be in it.
Okay. That's hot.
Yeah.
Called someone the wrong name during sex.
Yep.
What was it?
Oh my God.
Were they mad? Did they get up and leave or did they keep fucking you?
I just started coughing a lot afterwards. So they like had to ask like, what's wrong? That's like, actually happened choking? A lot. I used to call a lot of men my ex when I was trying to get over him. Cause like I was celibate before my ex. And then I was like with my ex and I was like, in love, like honestly, I was a little bad shit crazy after, because it's like he loved bought me so hard for such a long time that then what when he started being like a complete dick, I like started being crazy. So it's like my senior year, I was kind of a hoe again, not because I truly wanted to be a hoe, it was because if I didn't go home with a different guy, I would try to go home with him.
Okay.
Like, crazy. Like, I could call him 20 times in a row, but I would need a whole bottle of Jose Cuervo to be able to do that.
But you don't think there's no accountability in that statement we just said?
Oh, no. I was crazy.
Okay.
No, I'm saying I was crazy.
Oh, okay. So this was the thoughts that I thought even now. You're like, we have to control ourselves. But love bombing and those things like that, especially that young of age, it's like, and you're like dick drunk because it's like this, all this thing.
Oh, yeah. No, I can fully admit, like, if he tells people I'm crazy, I'm not even going to deny it.
Yeah.
Like, there's self-awareness there.
Yeah.
I was... And it's like, I remember going to therapy and I'm like, why can't I stop doing these crazy things? And like, I had a bad therapist at the time. So, anyways, I would call a lot of men his name when I would like fuck them to not fuck him.
But you were doing it intentional or like by accident?
Oh no, complete by accident.
Okay. So
it was just never on purpose. You were just used to it
yeah. Because that was that you were a partner at the time and you were just.
Yeah. And then the guy who.
Fucking the pain away didn't work.
Yeah. The guy who I like showed up at his house and I had also fucked his roommate like my freshman year. I accidentally called him his roommate's name a few times and I would just start coughing because I'm like, God, fuck. Like, this is so bad. Because I would be thinking like, huh, I wonder if, let's just say his name is Matt. Like, I wonder if Matt's here. And then I would accidentally say Matt's name. And then he would be like, what? And I'm oh my God. What happened?
Okay, actress. I see it.
I don't know if I pulled it off. I don't even know if he knew I fucked his roommate because I never told him, but...
Sorry, Matt. It's not really Matt, but your fake name is Matt.
But yeah, your fake name is Matt, but oh my God, it's just...
Do you still talk to him anymore?
Or oh no, he thinks I'm crazy.
Okay.
I'm not even... Like, I was probably a little bit crazy. It's fine.
But you know what? At that time, it served you, and now we move on. And
yeah.
You know what? You just know not to do that the next time, because, you know, that's why celibacy is good for you. I like this. I like this for you more and more. Look, more I get to know you, the more I understand why this is a good thing, especially just for space and, like, clarity. You know what I mean? Because, again, like, back to the, like... what we interpret sex is and what it gives us.
Oh yeah, and also it just helps a lot too. Like, I used to drink a lot and now I maybe drink once a month and I'll get crazy once a month, but it's like, I do take a lot of mushrooms, but you're not gonna black out and do stupid shit on mushrooms.
You get more clarity.
Yeah, I have a lot more clarity and alcohol was like not serving me at all. I would do so much dumb shit.
I'm proud of you for knowing that. You know, you gotta like know what you gotta get, what you likes and like move on from it.
Thank you.
How many, out of all these things that you've speak about, the sexcapades, how many partners do you think that you have had? What's your body count, girl?
Men is definitely less than 50. Woman, I couldn't even tell. Because it's like, I've been in 40-girl orgies, but am I fucking every girl in the orgy? No. So it's like, I could not.
Go away. Okay.
Name how many women. I don't even know.
All right. TBA.
Yeah.
All right. Naughty questions. Do you like dirty talk?
Yes.
Can you give us an example of your dirty talk?
Oh my gosh. I'm nervous.
If Miss Texas was buying a dirty custom from you and I wanted you to dirty talk me, what would you tell Miss Texas?
Oh my gosh. I'm not like the, I feel like I'm so much better in the moment. And, but it's like, I really want you to punish me. Like, I really want you to choke me. I want you to tell me I'm being a bad fucking girl or a good girl. Like, mix in praise and derogatory things. Like, you're a dirty little slut, but you suck my dick so good. Or you suck my clit so good, but it's like, I tell you what I want you to say to me kind of stuff.
Okay, naughty little girl.
Yeah.
Don't be nervous, Ms. Toxus. I won't bite you too much. Lube or spit?
Spit.
Handcuffs or blindfold?
Both.
Role play, do you like it?
I could get in, but I'm not a great actress, so we're gonna be laughing, but I could get into it.
Okay.
It's not gonna be that serious.
What's your biggest turn off?
Ooh, I have a lot.
Name a few.
If they ask to play The Weeknd while we're fucking, that's a big turn off.
You hate The Weeknd.
I don't hate him, but I do not wanna fuck all slow and sensual.
Dubstep fucking.
I want fast weekend fucking. Okay. I want like aggressive fucking, and I just don't think that you can fuck aggressively to The Weeknd. That's just how I feel.
You'd be on two different rhythms.
Huh?
Yeah. So they'd be on two different rhythms.
So yeah, I guess that's probably one of my biggest turnoffs.
Okay. Romantic questions.
Yes.
Make out or cuddle?
Both. I can't choose.
You gotta choose one.
Oh, I have to choose one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. Okay, making out, I guess. Because I can cuddle with my dog.
Cut or uncut?
What does that mean?
Their dick is either cut or uncut.
I do not want to fuck a naked mole rat. It's got to be circumcised.
It has to be circumcised.
I will be scared.
Have you ever had an uncircumcised
one? I haven't fucked one.
Okay.
But
they're not so bad. They're good for anal. They're not so bad.
My butthole is sensitive. We haven't gotten there. I haven't done anal yet.
Well, that's what you should. You first should have someone who's uncircumcised.
Uncircumcised? Okay.
Because it's like a little, you know, it's like a little glove. It's good for everybody.
That's what Alexis Fox said on my podcast. But that one time I took ecstasy when I was in high school, and I blew three guys. The first guy, I didn't even know, like, what was wrong with his dick.
Okay.
I thought it was deformed. I didn't know that it was uncircumcised. And
were you
told,
like, excuse me, sir, what's going on?
I said, I'm going to the bathroom, and ran out and had the other guy who was going to blow.
You dick shamed him.
Well, I went to the bathroom. I just never came back.
You look at his dick. Oh, I have to, excuse me, real quick.
I blew it for a sec.
Okay. At least so he gave it a little, bad. He gave it a little kiss.
Yeah.
A little action.
Until I ran out. And then he was in one of my classes after that and was like, hey, like, what's going on? And I'm like, oh, or I don't even know what to say.
Cause you like to either make noises, cough, things to get out of things. You're like, yeah. Oh, what happened? What's going on?
I just start making random noises.
Favorite place to be kissed?
Oh, probably my neck.
Okay. Spicy questions. Let's see. Have you ever thrown up during sex?
I've thrown up on a lot of penises when I'm blowing them because I was bulimic most of my life, and it's very sensitive.
Did you just keep on going, or did they know?
They might know, okay. And they might pretend like they don't know, but they don't outwardly say that they know I'm
but
throwing up on
their dick.
But
their dicks are still hard and ready to go.
Yes.
Okay.
Because it's not like I'm throwing up chunks. It's like little bits of water, so it could just feel like spit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you use toys in the bedroom?
Yes.
Have you ever stayed in a relationship for sex only?
No.
Have you ever fallen asleep during sex?
A lot.
Yeah,
when I used to have a little bit of a drinking problem, and they should probably have stopped fucking me.
Hey, what is something that's completely off limits in the bedroom that you won't even try because you're not into it?
I don't want to try things with knives.
That's a good one.
Yeah, even when I was at my lowest point in life, like feeling a little bit suicidal, I'm like, okay, everyone else who's suicidal cuts himself. Let me just try it. Oh my God, I barely cut my skin and was like crying. So that's just, I'm not down.
Okay. No hurting. Just, you know, no. Just fucking.
Well, I do want like bruises. Like bruises are fine, but like actual like cuts, like that's the line.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right. That is the rest of truth with Texas. Thank you so much for sharing. Is there anything you would like to ask Miss Texas before we go?
Oh my gosh. All right, do you prefer circumcised or uncircumcised?
You know, I like them both, like I said. I feel like one is not better than the other. It just depends on who they're attached to.
Okay.
But I feel for anal, definitely uncircumcised dicks feel better. But it just, again, depends on the person. But I can't say all dicks, but I like most dicks.
Okay.
But yes.
All right.
Let us know where we can follow you, where we can support everything you've got going on.
Of course. My website where you can find everything is itsdeelz.com. And that just has everything. It's so much easier.
All right. You heard her. Make sure you follow her, support everything she's got. And and so we meet again.
Oh, yeah. And my OnlyFans is free.
Hey. This episode is sponsored by Bet Online.